Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a wonderful weekend. And I have got something that is going to make your weekend even better. This is seriously going to blow your mind. You ready? I better prepare you. Are you sitting down? What if I told you that the Supreme Court just dropped a bombshell that is about to obliterate the Democrat Party's chances of ever coming back to national power again? And I'm not even remotely exaggerating, which I'll show you throughout the video. The Supreme Court is set to completely annihilate the very foundation of the Democrats' congressional power. The way the Democrats have been drawing voting districts, something that's been rigged for the last 60 years, it's really the only way they can reach a congressional majority. That rigged system is about to be declared unconstitutional 6-3. Now, you all know that the Democrats have been using race as a political weapon since the 1960s, at least. But since 65, they've been using race as a basis to carve up congressional districts like a Thanksgiving turkey for one sole purpose. And that's, of course, to guarantee themselves seats in Congress. But now, as of literally hours ago, the Supreme Court has signaled that it is about to finally and decisively end race-based gerrymandering forever, which means in many respects, the end of the Democrat Party. All right, so you're sitting down. You caught your breath. Let me take you on just a very quick historical journey so we understand what's happening right now, the context here. It all goes back to 1965. President Lyndon Johnson signs what's called the Voting Rights Act after the horrific events, if you recall, Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama. The law was meant to ensure that blacks could vote without discrimination. Fair enough, wonderful. But here's where it gets twisted. By the 1980s, Democrats figured out how they could weaponize this law to create what are called majority-minority districts. So these are districts made up of a majority of minorities, which essentially segregated voters by race so as to guarantee political outcomes. Now, in 86, there was a Supreme Court case called Thornburg versus Gingles. And what it did is it created a 3-part test that lowered the burden of proof necessary to prove something called vote dilution, okay? Vote dilution is a legal concept that Democrat activists came up with, where they convinced the court that the Democratic participation of a minority group is weakened or rendered ineffective through the way electoral districts are drawn. So bottom line, opponents of vote dilution argued that unless districts were drawn around majority-minority population regions, then those minorities can never elect the candidates of their choice. And so the Gingles test, as it's called, made it easier for Democrat activists to draw up these race-based congressional districts. Suddenly, Democrats weren't just fighting for voting rights. Now they were engineering election results with the Supreme Court's blessing, again, back in 86. So they were packing minority voters into specific districts while cracking apart conservative communities. It was It was racial gerrymandering disguised as civil rights. Fast forward to today, and we have what's called Louisiana versus Calais. This is the case that could change everything. Here's what happened. Louisiana created a second majority black congressional district to comply with a federal court order. And of course, this federal court order came in line with the way the VRA, the Voting Rights Act, has been interpreted since Gingles back in 86. But a group of voters, God bless them, recognized that this was, in their opinion, nothing less than a mandated form of racial segregation. And that group of voters sued, saying the state was violating their 14th and 15th Amendments, the same amendments that were supposed to protect equal treatment under the law. They sued, charging that this was nothing less than race-based gerrymandering. And it is now in front of the Supreme Court. But here's the kicker. Last night, on Friday night, the Supreme Court expanded the scope of the case. They're not asking whether Louisiana's redistricting map is constitutional. They are now asking whether creating any majority-minority district violates the Constitution. And that would, in effect, gut the Gingles interpretation of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which is the Democrats' favorite tool for rigging elections. Section 2 prohibits voting discrimination on the basis of race or color and the like, and Democrat activists have weaponized that through this ridiculous notion of vote dilution. So they purposely redraw congressional districts so as to segregate minorities from whites. And gang, the Supreme Court is signaling that they're about to shoot that down 6-3. The Supreme Court is poised to declare all majority-minority districts, districts that were deliberately drawn so as to exclude whites, unconstitutional. Now, do you know what that means? Okay. Are you sitting down? That means that by 2026, the Democrats may lose upwards of 25 House seats. 25 House seats could disappear overnight if the Supreme Court overturns race-based gerrymandering, which they almost certainly will. Nearly half those seats, 11 or so, would be in the South alone, so that the Democrat Party, in terms of congressional representation, would in effect, they would literally go extinct in the South as a result of this overturning. Now, if your math ain't so quick, that means that the Republican Party would be going into every single congressional election every 2 years with a baseline of at least 230 seats. And this doesn't even count Texas's new redistricting map that just added 5 new solid GOP seats. This doesn't count Ohio's, which is adding 2 new GOP seats. And it doesn't count Florida's, their new map, which is yielding us 4 new GOP seats. Gang, the electoral consequences of this is beyond anything anyone could have imagined literally weeks ago. The Democrats are staring into the abyss. This would be the single biggest political earthquake of the last 100 years and permanently block the Democrats out of congressional power for the foreseeable future. And to make matters even worse, it's just, you probably heard, it's just been announced that Trump has amassed a $1.4 billion war chest for the midterms. Well, the Democrats are basically bankrupt. They're literally borrowing money just to keep the lights on at the DNC. The Democrats' entire congressional strategy since the 1960s has been built on maintaining their artificially created districts. The Supreme Court is poised to drop the hammer on that precedent and shatter it into a million pieces. If and when that happens, gang, it's game over. Suddenly, districts from California to New York will be, by law, need to be redrawn based on the actual communities of interest, not racial quotas. And the days of Democrats racially gerrymandering election results will have come to a decisive end, just like the Democrats themselves. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments section below. I want to read what you think about this. I want to hear your comments because this is a game changer like none other. And of course, if you haven't already done so, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. I love you guys. Have a great weekend. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.